Once upon a time, Little Rabbit went near to the ocean, when all of a sudden he noticed he had become very wet. As he looked into the ocean, he saw that there was great, great Mr. He had just used his, what is this called?
Flippers.
His flippers to sprinkle a lot of water over Little Rabbit. Little Rabbit was very, very disturbed. He was just going to see his friend, and now he was all wet. He had to do something to dry himself. So he said, Mr. Whale, you think you are so strong? Mr. Whale said, ha 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 ha, I am very strong. I just made you wet. No, said the rabbit, you are so strong, but I will show that you are very weak in comparison to my strength. He made like this. I challenge you so that we, for a tugging of war. Is it called?
Tug of war.
Do you accept my challenge? Yes, said Mr. Whale. I will pull you into the ocean and you will drown. No, said Rabbit. You will not be successful. And he said, wait, I just get a rope. Mr. Rabbit got a rope. It was a long rope, very much like this rope, but it was a little bit thicker. It was so thick. Yes? So this rope was tied at the, what is this called?
The tail
flipper, maybe. The tail flipper of Mr. Whale. Very, very big knot was made. Mr. Shark helped to make the knot.
Shark?
Yes. What is a shark?
I don't know.
Yes, you can ask?
It's a meat-eating thing that can rip your head off.
Oh, terrible, yes.
It's a fish that lives by killing, and that's its nature. But it's really a type of friendly fish if you don't really mess with them.
It is a more a friendly type of fish if you don't mess with him. This is important, yes. Yes?
And the shark can be dangerous because it can smell blood from a mile.
They can be dangerous sharks because they can smell blood from a mile. So best not to mess with him. This is the idea. Yes. But otherwise, it is harmless, you said. Yes, this is also true. So let us return back to our story. The rope was put on the end tail, on the tail of the whale. A rabbit said, when I say pull, then the pulling starts. So do you think a little rabbit has a lot of chance against a whale?
No.
Why not?
I know what's going to happen.
The rabbit is very weak in comparison. So Mr. Rabbit, he went into the jungle with the other end of the tail, and there was Mr.
Elephant.
And Mr. Elephant just came and said, make way, Mr. Rabbit. Mr. Rabbit had to go just immediately to the side because Mr. Elephant became boom, boom, boom. Hey, hey, hold, hold on, said Rabbit.
Oh,
stop. Yes, said Mr. Elephant. Why? Well, you think you are so strong. Yes, I'm very strong, said Mr. Elephant. You think so strong that you can walk over little rabbits. Yes, I can walk over little rabbits. And he made like... And he almost walked over little rabbits. You are very weak, said Mr. Rabbit. I challenge you for a tug of
war.
Correct. Oh, said the elephant. This is very ridiculous. No, no, you will see. So then Mr. Rabbit took the other end of the rope. There was one other animal who helped, the giraffe.
Giraffe?
Giraffe, yes. What are giraffes?
It has a yes. long neck.
Long neck, yeah. How does... Yes?
And it eats leaves.
It eats leaves.
It's a dinosaur.
Yes.
A dinosaur.
Anything you know about the colors of giraffe? Yes?
It has brown spots and a tail.
It has brown spots and a tail.
Yellow.
And yellow, yes. Does it have something on the head?
Yeah.
What?
Two little stalks with bone.
Two little stalks with bone, yeah, them, yes. Yes? It has been said, yes.
Two ears sticking up.
Two ears sticking up, yes. Very important. Do you know anything about the back of Mr. Giraffe?
It has hair on it.
It has hair on it, yes. What else? Jagannath.
They have a small tail.
A small tail. Is this correct? Like a pig or? Like this, yes. Can you show it how big the tail is? Like this. Good. You know everything. So Mr. Giraffe helped to put the other rope around Mr. Elephant.
Oh, yeah.
Then Mr. Rabbit ran very quickly towards the ocean side and shouted out to the whale, pull, pull. Then he very quickly ran to Mr. Elephant and shouted out to the elephant,
pull!
Correct. You know everything. So Mr. Whale went this way really hard. And Mr. Elephant went that way really hard. And the first Mr. Elephant thought, ha ha ha, I will just pull Mr. Rabbit against the next tree. And Mr. Whale thought, ha ha ha, I will pull little rabbit into the
ocean.
Correct? You know everything. But as they were pulling, both of them experienced the pulling force of the other one. Mr. Whale experienced the pulling force of Mr.
Elephant.
Correct. And Mr. Elephant experienced the pulling force of
the whale.
Correct. You know everything. So they were pulling hard and was really difficult. Really difficult. They pulled for 1 hour. No, then they pulled for longer. For 2 hours they pulled. Then they pulled for 5 hours.
Oh,
for 6 hours.
Who do you think was in the end stronger?
Elephant.
Neither
one.
Neither one. So please give reasons. Why do you? Who thought the whale is stronger? You thought whale is stronger? No, you're not sure. Who thinks? Well, you thought the whale is strong. Why do you think so? Why could the whale be stronger?
Because
it's big. It's big, because it's big. Yes, it's very big. Who thought the elephant makes the run? Oh, everyone thinks the elephant. Could you give a reason why you think that the elephant is strongest?
Well, I think he's bigger and stronger.
He is bigger and stronger. Yes?
The whale can't
swim on the sand. Very good point also, yes. What do you think?
I think that the elephant makes food and the whale's more, so I think the elephant is more. So I got the whale, the elephant could pull a rabbit forward to the tree.
Acha. Mm-hmm. Any other reason? You have a reason? Who else has a reason? I will tell you who was stronger. No one. They were pulling for such a long time, but no one could be stronger. Then finally, they changed their whole attitude. It was after weeks. Mr. Chark had helped to get the rope away. How did he do it? He just bit through it. And Mr. Giraffe had helped the elephant to become free of the rope also. How did he do it?
With his neck.
With his neck. He went just like... Yes. And next time the elephant saw a rabbit, what do you think did he do? What?
He smushed him.
No. He had so much respect from the strength of little rabbit that he did not smush him. And do you think what the whale did next time it saw Mr. Elephant, yes?
Mr. Rabbit,
yes. What did he do? Did he splash him again?
No.
Yeah. So, this is a story of Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Whale, and Mr. Elephant. Now comes a very difficult question. I do not know if it is possible for all of you to answer this question, but please try your level best. Are you ready for the question?
Yeah.
And you must think very deeply about this question. I want to ask you now the question. What do you think we can learn from this story? This is a very intense question. Yes? Don't be so puffed up that you are the strongest. Uh-huh. Same thing, yes, same thing, good. Yes.
Be humble.
Be humble. Oh, wow. Yes.
Just because you're bigger, that doesn't mean you're stronger or better.
Just because you're bigger doesn't mean you're stronger or better. You're great philosophers. I'm totally impressed. Any other lessons which you could have, what you could learn? I think it pretty much... here is...
Respect others like... Treat others like you want to be treated.
Tr-
treat others like you want to be treated. Wonderful. Yes?
Don't cheat.
Oh, what did he say? What did he? Don't cheat.
What about the rabbit?
Yeah, don't cheat. The rabbit was cheating. Yeah. Very nice. Don't cheat, yes. This is very interesting. The children always come with the perspectives you have not thought of here. Yeah. Okay, so, yes, this was my little story which I wanted to tell all of you. I'm very impressed by how attentive you are. And I must tell you something very personal now. I myself was also going to school. Is this a school or is it a preschool or how do we... Full school, sorry. Yes. I was also going to a full school. And I remember my first day in the school, this is like what they do in Germany, my parents gave me a big bag like this, which was full with sweets. I got it. Yes, and then we had to distribute it to all the children on our first day of the school. Everyone was going. So my first day in school was very nice. I learned to give sweets to others. And I'm very, very happy that you are here in the school, and I want to encourage you to learn also to give respect to others. This is what the story can tell us also.